Based simply on output, New Orleans is clearly a fertile ground for artists. But how welcoming and nurturing is the city to all kinds of art, specifically street art? Today we're going to talk more about that with Neil Morris, founder of the NOLA Mural Project. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you.
First of all, what do you guys at the Mural Project do?
It's really simple. We match wall owners with artists.
And how'd you get started?
Several years ago, I was helping a small school in New Orleans with a mural, and I'd read that this Italian artist was coming to town and he was tracing the route of John James Audubon. So I reached out to him, and it ended up being a great experience for the kids and for the artist and for the neighborhood. So that was really the genesis several years ago of getting involved.
Now, when you guys were getting started, how welcoming was the city towards murals?
Well, this whole thing got founded because I was threatened with jail and arrest for letting an artist create. A few weeks after I had stopped in City Hall and asked what the process was and really didn't receive a satisfactory answer at all, a young artist approached me and asked if he could do a piece on the side of one of my buildings. And I just let him. And a busybody neighbor complained. And it was in Uptown Messenger. And that led to a story in the Times-Picayune. And that led to the ACLU reaching out and offering to represent me because we received a letter from the city of New Orleans threatening fines and jail time if I didn't take it down. And according to the ACLU, the entire permitting scheme was just blatantly and vagrantly unconstitutional. So that was the start of a lawsuit, and it was the start of the NOLA Mural Project. I think it's important to say that my opponent in this situation was the city of New Orleans, but they were never and are not our enemy. Art is good for everybody, and we received a lot of support from within City Hall during this process. The current mayor inherited this situation, and now it seems to be resolved. But we have never been enemies with the city of New Orleans. They were our opponent in this particular legal issue.
So if there's an artist out there who wants to create an amazing piece of public art, or if you have a wall and want to participate, how do you reach out?
The easiest way to reach us is through our Instagram. And right now, we have an excess of artists and a shortage of walls. The NOLA Mural Project was founded to help New Orleanians get used to seeing street art as something more than just graffiti, as something that's a legitimate part of the cultural environment. It was also founded to help change the laws by which govern how murals are permitted. To a large extent, we've succeeded. So our role is much less important. We think we've been a part of this sort of increase of street art, and it's really rolling. We love to be an organization that's not really necessary.
Is there a way for people to see on a map where the murals are?
There is. If you go to the NOLA Mural Project website, there's a map, and it's not just our murals. It's just really street art around town. We believe that there's no such thing as too much art. And so anything that encourages more street art, we think is fantastic. So
that was Neil Morris talking about the NOLA Mural Project and street art in New Orleans. Thanks for coming in, Neil.
Thank you very much, Brian.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.